Tim Versalotti, how is Obama doing? What do you think? I always worry about things like racism, people not talking to their pollsters about their innermost bigoted thoughts sometime and the rest of it. They tell their pollsters once, they tell their mother maybe something, but when they go in the poll, they do something that I find reprehensible. How do you control for that?
It's very hard. You look at trends, not just in the current election, but in previous elections. And
interesting.
And you look at things like how interested are you in the race and who the likely voters are going to be this time around, and do your best to model the likely electorate. I think young people probably aren't as enthusiastic this time around, so our likely voter models, and I'm speaking not just in Massachusetts, but folks who are doing national polling, are probably looking for lower turnout among the 18 to 29-year-old folks. The shine of Obama has worn off a bit, and these are folks who are having a really hard time in terms of finding jobs, especially new college graduates. So you keep that in mind as well.
So your polling is now saying that young people will not vote in the same numbers that they may have the first time. That how about people of color and people of Hispanic backgrounds?
Well, that's interesting. We were, and when I say we, I say the survey research community and folks who are doing national polling, were expecting not so much that black voters would abandon Obama, but that some might stay home. Polling, however, it post-Democratic convention is showing a lot of enthusiasm among African-American voters, comparable to 2008. And we see, in terms of Hispanic voters, because of Obama's direct appeals to them and his use of executive order to implement part of the DREAM Act to give children of undocumented immigrants a path to legal status in this country, that has really bolstered his standing among Hispanics. So he's running strong there. It's really, when you look at the coalition that put him in, you wonder about young people.
We teach young people, you and I, and we have always known getting them out just isn't easy. What is that about?
I think there are a couple of things. One is just this sense that they don't have a stake in the system. They don't own property. Most of them don't have children. They look at listen to the discourse and say, well, no one is really speaking to my issues. The one exception was this summer when legislation expired that would have allowed the rate on student loans, the interest rate to go up, and there was quite a bit of debate, and eventually the legislation passed that kept the rates at the level they were. But that was one of the few times, at least on my campus, that I saw young people animated about the election. They tend to be somewhat discouraged by the discourse, and they feel kind of disconnected right now from what's happening in politics.
Yeah, I think Obama had something going the first time he doesn't have now. You're the pollster. You tell me whether you agree. I've often called this zipper thing, which is, yes, we can. Yes, we can what? Yes, we can. Anything you're thinking, yes, we can. And since he was not elected yet, everybody projected into that what they wanted. And I don't think he has that this time.
That's right. That's right. And it's true. People projected all sorts of issue positions, almost wish fulfillment back in 2008.
Even if he didn't say it, I mean, he certainly was very clear on what he was going to do on health care.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We knew even from the primary season that Hillary Clinton's health care proposals would probably cover more uninsured than Obama's proposals. So there were no real surprises when he rolled out legislative ideas as president. However, emotion is such a part of voter choice. It's not all about rationality. We like to think of the Democratic ideal that we all weigh the issues and know the candidates' positions, but boy, oh boy, a lot of it is emotion, gut, and the candidates know that. And so appeals are much often to the heart as they are to the intellect.
There is an interesting sort of thing growing up here in New York State, right next door to where you live, in which Andrew Cuomo is being seen as a potential rival for the Democratic nomination in 2016, if you can believe that, with Hillary Clinton. Got any impressions on that one?
Oh, sure. And in fact, Bill Clinton said over the weekend he has no earthly idea about 2016. It seems a long way off. However, if you look at how Hillary Clinton has spent the last 3 years, 9 months, she has simply burnished her credentials as Secretary of State. She has been in the news, in the public eye, in a almost nonpartisan way above the fray. And in fact, she was far from the Democratic National Convention, as Secretaries of State typically are. And so if she wanted to run, she would be the prohibitive favorite for the Democratic nomination in 2016.
And if she didn't, would Andrew Cuomo be a leader?
I think so. I think so. Because New York State, the governors of certain states are just given to be national political figures. Add on top of that his pedigree, being the son of a governor that old-time Democrats still remember very fondly. And so he would have that name recognition and that sort of entree. And further, he has served in the cabinet in the Clinton administration, so he has national experience to add to his state experience as governor of New York. So he'd be a formidable candidate in 2016.
So let me ask you something. I'm a huge fan of Governor Deval Patrick, and Eric Holder, the AG right now, has had his share of problems. Patrick says that he won't run for governor another time. That gives him a little bit more time, but do you think that he would be a guy who could replace Eric Holder?
There is talk in Washington circles and the Washington press that in a second Obama administration, if there is one, that Deval Patrick would be a good fit for the Attorney General's position. He had served in the Justice Department under President Clinton. The question is, would Eric Holder leave? He says he wants to stick around and would like to serve in a second administration. It would solve a political problem for President Obama. Though the Republicans in the House have focused on this investigation called Fast and Furious, where the United States law enforcement authorities were
lost
track of guns they were using in a sting. And there have been some disciplinary actions, but Republicans would like to see Holder go. And in the transition to a second Obama term, this would be a convenient way to make that happen.
Well, Tim Versalotti, we always love talking to you. We always learn something from you. Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and we are delighted that you give us all this time. Thank you, Tim.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thank you, Alan.